Cal Hayden, Coon Rapids Bearded baseball and basketball player, joining KC Miners at Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network. Cal was named our Male Athlete of the Month for the month of January. And Cal, you're only a junior, but you've had a really good career so far, especially on the diamond and playing basketball throughout Coon Rapids Baird. A little bit of a gist about your sports career. You know, where did your love for sports begin, and kind of what really do you feel like helps you succeed the most when you're out on the court or even on the field?
I'll definitely say getting into sports is definitely part of my family, just kind of how we are. We're pretty competitive with each other, and my parents kind of, helped us grow into sports, me and all my siblings. But being competitive with another, especially Ty, my younger brother, we kind of pushed each other, and, you know, kind of looking up to both my parents kind of being in the high school sports when we were younger, looked up to the athletes in the school, and kind of pushed me to be better, especially like watching Ben Ober play. But then guided me to the court. I take my faith kind of seriously, so I let him guide me, and then just having my parents and family support me.
You know, your dad's a coach on the baseball team. Your mom was also a coach at Coon Rapids Baird. You talked about that a little bit. Did that play into, you know, really you getting into sports at a young age with both your parents being coaches?
I would say for sure for basketball and baseball, football kind of came along as just younger, but baseball definitely helped. Being able to, like, go to practices, being able to hit sometimes, playing catch. Being around the baseball team kind of really inspired how I love baseball, and then with basketball, my mom always being the coach, and I kind of grew into that, being able to shoot. And they both love sports, so whenever it came to, you know, doing something like shooting out in the yard, playing catch, doing something, they were always sporting it and wanting to do that. So it kind of grew on me, and I can definitely tell it grew on my siblings too as well.
You know, you take so much time into playing baseball and running track, even this past spring, and then, you know, on the basketball court right now here in the winter. But what's it like off the court and out of season for you? You know, are you really honing in on your craft? You know, do you get more time just to be a kid? Kind of what does that look like?
I would say, getting older in high school, being coming up with class, and definitely it's not as much time as being a kid, I would say. Still working on craft, the weight room. What's nice though is, you know, being busy, having time off kind of gets you rest a little bit. So, definitely don't take that for granted. But also just kind of still practicing, still doing stuff, you know, working out the sport. So, you know, still throwing, still catching, playing catch, hitting, and, you know, for basketball, still shooting during the summer. So, that's always helped.
When you get that free time away from sports, what are some of the things that you like to do and just kind of be yourself?
I would say during the summer, I like to fish a lot. And during the fall, I do a bunch of hunting. So that's always nice to be able to have something to go do, especially in a small town. But, spending time around family, doing things, especially with my brothers. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but, you know, when you're busy, you don't really get a whole time. A lot of time with the family, so having them with us, having with me is and that free time is always awesome.
So you're still a junior in high school. You know, you've got another year left for you, but have you kind of thought about next level and what that might look like for you? You know, has anybody came talking to you? Kind of walk us through that process.
Going to the next level, I'd love to play some college baseball. I mean, basketball's not totally out of the way. I don't want to just shut everything out, but I mean, that's my goal, is to play baseball. And then a couple colleges have talked to me. Nothing really too serious, but, you know, hopefully that changes and get some colleges. But I don't really have an idea of where I'm going, just kind of going where the best opportunity fits for me. And, I don't want to go too far from home because, you know, family's kind of a big part to me, and gotta keep them in the picture a little bit.
Yeah, you got a whole year and longer to figure that stuff out. Just kind of enjoy, you know, the rest of your high school stuff. That's all kind of the advice that I got to give you. And as I mentioned, you still got a whole another year yet left, you know, doing Coon Rapids Baird Athletics and sports. What are some of the things you feel like you want to accomplish within the little time you have left to play high school sports?
Going to state is always that big one everyone kind of dreams. You know, baseball, we came short. And sub-state, and then basketball, it's just been district finals. I know track, you can always, I don't say it's easier, but we've been fortunate enough to send a couple guys and girls there. But I'd love to make state for basketball this year, next year, just, you know, that's always been a dream of mine. Going to state for baseball has also been a dream. So just kind of keep working, helping everybody else on the team, pushing each other, being the best leader I can. That's best I can do.
So from your freshman and pretty much eighth grade year, you were one of the better players, I mean, I would say, on most of the teams that you played on. How was that transition from being an underclassman, you know, to potentially, as you know, even a freshman or a sophomore on the baseball team, being that leader that guys look up to?
Definitely being, like, one of the top guys helped me, you know, be a leader, helping everybody out. You know, so if you're still a top, you still got to push yourself just in case, you know, some people can't want it more than you, so you just kind of push yourself mentally, think that what your goals are, and then you're only as good as your weakest link. So it's not always about what you think or how you are, but how you can help your teammates achieve that goal. So then ultimately it kind of helps the team out and helps everyone.
If you were to look at, you know, you as a younger kid, as, you know, an eighth grader getting to play some baseball and then as a freshman on the basketball court and running track and, you know, even playing football a little bit, what are some of the biggest strides you felt that you've made as an athlete throughout your career so far at Coon Rapids Baird?
Definitely maturity. I know it's kind of common, but I know in basketball my freshman year, I got a little, not hot head, but I would get emotional on the court. You could definitely tell. And when I was frustrated, but then these last year and a half, 2 years, composure, knowing that, you know, you look better as a leader and a player if you are more composed and kind of level attitude, so you're not always, you know, freaking out, letting them know that you got things under control, but also helping everyone out. I feel like I was kind of centered towards me a little bit. You know, kind of the team's a big part, and it's not always about yourself. So, you know, helping the team achieve its goals and just winning is what's helped me a lot.
One last question for you here, Cal. And Coon Rapids Baird has had such, you know, historic tradition in basketball, baseball. You know, you look at it from kids growing up and dreaming about coming in and playing, you know, sports for the Crusaders. What is a message that you have for the young kids that how sports have helped change you and shaped you into a better person, especially in high school right now?
You know, always looking up has kind of always pushed me. So if younger kids are looking up to us, then, you know, we should also be the better example, and hopefully I can help them push themselves to be better as they get older, eventually in high school. It's nice to be able to see some kids out on the basketball court when they're in the stands, you know, they're watching us, they get all excited when we're running out to pregame, so that's always nice. And hopefully we're able to inspire them and help them in the future.
Cal, that is all I got for you. I want to thank you for letting me talk to you, and good luck coming up the rest of the basketball season.
Thank you.